Hey everyone, it's Josh, and welcome to the 15th episode of Live Laugh Beef. And you might be wondering, where is the white girl? Where is Allie? Well, she's dead.
Are you telling everybody I'm dead again? Bitch, I'm not dead.
So, can you tell the viewers why you're not a full-time co-host anymore?
Because I'm in Canada, bruv. And I'm unreliable, bruv. So I hope everyone here comments like, oh my god, I miss Allie so much. Like, she was just really the star of the show. She was incredible.
Hilarious. Is that what you're waiting for? Those comments? Yeah.
They're probably gonna be like, thank god the bitch is dead. Like,
so yeah, Allie's not gone. She's not dead.
She's just a part-time casual employee.
She's just a part-time employee.
Today, I would love to introduce you guys to my brand new co-hosts. Say hi.
I thought you were going to introduce them too.
So we have Gemma.
Hi.
And we also have Rebecca. Do you like Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Oh. And or we Bex. For this first episode that I have my brand new co-hosts, we're not going to make this so... like, oh, like, we're blah, blah, blah. Like, we're not going to talk too much about the changes in white girls to melanated babies.
Real.
You know?
Yeah.
So, to introduce you guys to the world,
yeah,
my two followers.
We are our own audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would love to start... by introducing everyone.
Yes.
With our 21 questions.
Yes.
It's more like five. What's the first question?
Let's talk big threes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Astro.
Who wants to start? Becca, you have to start.
Yeah, Becca, you have to start.
Oh God. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Everyone at home, like literally, if they're, I mean,
they're gonna turn this shit off when I say what my sun sign is.
Uh-huh, well.
Maybe we shouldn't start with me.
Yeah.
No.
Mine
it's
too.
Funny.
I'm scary.
Let's do it.
Go.
I'm a Capricorn sun.
Okay. I do love caps.
Oh yeah,
we're controversial.
Yeah. Cap women.
I love you. You should not be talking. Really not expose
your sun. Libra moon and rising.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. And most of my chart. It's very, like, air heavy.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Real.
Yeah.
But she's fun and flirty.
Yeah, fun and flirty.
And
yeah, when I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm also a Libra rising.
Oh.
And I'm a Cancer sun.
Yeah. Oh.
And Gemini moon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. It's giving very...
free spirit.
Renee.
Rap?
Yeah.
You know, is she... Gemini moon? Oh, I do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry. The deluxe album dropped today. I do know that.
Oh, facts.
She eats.
Oh, so good.
I did see Renee like 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Like?
Teen Vogue Summit.
Oh. Period.
It was a slay.
Okay, slay.
I do love her. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Gemma, what's yours?
I am a Scorpio sun, a Cancer moon.
You're so real.
And an Aries rising.
So, Scorpio sun.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Aries rising.
Okay, I love a good Aries in my life.
Okay, slay.
I really do.
Love.
I love Aries people.
I do love an Aries.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I only date Aries men.
It's your Gemini.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Sure. Yeah, because I cannot see your like Cancer placement being like, yeah, I love Aries.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do love a Scorpio man.
I love a Scorpio man.
Me right now.
Me right now.
Sick in the head.
I love a Scorpio man. I'm in love with one.
Gemma.
And an Aries man.
Gemma loves anyone who's like a version of themselves. That's not tea though. I mean, that's like not shade.
Oh my God, that's so cunt.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I feel like you do.
What do you mean?
Like, if it's one thing I've learned about Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Pray tell.
Gemma loves an artsy bitch.
True.
Okay.
True.
And
the bitch has no brows.
Yeah.
Of course she loves an artsy bitch.
Real.
But like, I feel like every time you talk about a crush or like someone you've dated in the past, I'm like, I feel like this person is you in like another body.
True.
Even though I've never met them, I just know you would be that kind of person.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you're so, and I don't, I mean this with like so much love. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I feel like you love yourself so much that you're like, I need someone to match my energy. Mm. And who better to match your energy than a literal yourself. Fucking twin?
True. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Just
yeah.
As long as they're not like a doppelganger of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, we need balance.
But I mean, we already talked about this. We love ourselves. It literally is like, we love ourselves a good white man. Anyways, we're moving on past our sun signs. What else is in our 21 questions list?
Next, mm-hmm. Who is your celebrity crush and why?
Okay, I'll start off. My celebrity crush, if it's a woman, it's Beyonce.
Okay.
Just because I'm a gay man. So
really?
It has to be.
Wait, Beyonce. You are?
Don't expose me now.
No, you outing him.
Don't out me. And then if it's a man, I'm really feeling like a Logan Lerman vibe.
You know he's engaged as of today.
You're lying.
I'm dead ass.
Oh my god, you just lost your man.
Oh my god.
You literally just lost your man.
I'm literally screaming on the floor.
Literally just lost
on my
man.
Knees.
Aww.
At a Walmart.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know what? It makes sense. He's like he was like boyfriend material for so long.
He was.
Once the gray hair started coming in.
He has gray hair?
It's giving dad.
No way.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the gray hair.
He looks so good.
Oh my god.
Photo up. My world just shattered.
Oh
sorry.
My god.
That was actual breaking news.
I just have like I just have a thing for like deep blue eyes.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, like true. There's something about them.
True. Okay. Me too.
Okay, let me shut the fuck up. Yeah. Okay, what's yours?
Yeah.
Who's yours? We already know.
Chill.
Sorry.
I have two.
Okay.
Four. Okay. So Bad Bunny and
okay.
And Harry Styles.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So and then for probably like a woman, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh. But is that like girl crush? Like, oh, I love Rihanna and her empire, Fenty.
No, I think like, she is so fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're also LGBT. I almost forgot. I almost forgot to say that. See, Ali was a little LGBT, but only in her dreams. Should I be saying that?
Don't out her.
Sorry, I can't out her. But, that makes sense. Rihanna's a really good one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. I think, you know who else?
Please.
I just love women. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You got all the classics.
Jenny's the best playboy.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
She is, and she's matured into her face.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
You know, like bangers era, she still looked like a child, but now she definitely like, she's giving her mom. She looks like
Tish.
She
looks exactly like
Tish. I just, gorgeous family. So like, I love her style. I love just her. I don't know. Do I want to be her or do I want to be with her?
Both.
So true.
It's both. Yeah.
That's what it is about me and my women crushes. Sometimes I'm like, am I like which one is it?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, who's
I'm right, racking Jenna? My brain right now. For why? My
I'm probably going to think of like 5 million why. Other women.
I don't know why. I just, honestly, real talk, I just have not even felt attracted to anyone in like 7 years.
Okay.
I've just been in my asexual era and trying not to be, but I'm trying to think about it. I know I have one. And I can't say Gavin.
Say it. Who gives a fuck?
Say it.
I can't say Gavin.
Say it. No.
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 What is it?
He's from the summer I turned pretty.
Is it Casaleño?
Oh my God, just say it.
Is that
how
you pronounce it? No, because I'm trying to marry him.
Yeah. Gemma's manifesting him right now.
So what? No. You have to say it.
Remember when Travis Kelce was like, oh, I gave Taylor Swift a whatever with my number. That's you right now talking about Gavin.
Okay. I did Snapchat him. Okay. So.
I love that.
Okay. My celebrity crush currently, Gavin Casaleño from Summer I Turned Pretty.
You could add Chris to my current one too.
Chris Briney as well. They're so cute. They're so cute.
So we have a bunch of stands in the room.
Yeah. Gavin is so cute. I don't want to tell you. And he's my age and I'm manifesting getting married. But, you know.
Okay.
I love him.
I love that.
He's so hot.
You know, I don't know what he looks like.
You want to see him?
Is it just a skinny twink?
He's twinky, but.
He's twinky, but.
And skinny.
Oh, okay.
Not even my usual vibe.
He's giving really fuckboy vibes.
He's giving like Italian man.
Wait, I feel like I've seen him somewhere.
He's been on billboards, baby.
Okay.
All over town.
Period.
Yeah. Probably there was one next to my house for a while and I got to drive by it every day. And I was like, oh my God, I love it.
Damn.
Yeah, it was very cute. Okay, next question.
All right, yeah, next question.
When was the last time you cried?
Girl, I cried earlier today, the fuck?
Yeah.
Facts. I mean, I didn't cry today, but maybe like last week.
What'd you cry about?
I think I was just going through something. I don't know what it is, but something. And I also feel like it's good to cry like weekly.
Yeah.
There's like this thing. So a lot of like, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but I feel like if you cry and let that energy out, it's like good for your body.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about you guys, but do you guys have like a specific thing that makes you cry? Cause for me, I don't know if you guys have seen this movie, but the movie Coco from the Pixar movie.
Oh.
When she is about to forget her dad and like, you know, that little boy runs up to her grandma and was like, Mama Coco. I'm laughing now, but for real.
Oh, I know.
And then it was like, Miguel, what are you doing? You know, do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he like pulls out the fucking guitar. And then he's like, remember me. Oh, so
yeah. Good. You're so real for that.
The grandma. It's just, I think it's because the grandma really reminds me of mine.
Oh,
and the way that it just triggers me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like, I don't know what happens in my brain.
Yeah.
But anyways, that, and then also the children's choir. Sorry. That's
oddly specific.
No. It's this one YouTube video. It's an AGT performance, right? And it's like a children's choir singing, "This is me."
Do you like watch it to trigger yourself to cry?
Yeah. It's just one of those things. Wait, if I need to.
Then you.
I love a triggering moment
of the greatest showman.
Yes. Look out, because here I come. And then like, you know, there's this one little girl who's like, look out, because here I come. And then they get the fucking, you know, all the four yeses.
This was an excuse for Josh to just sing.
Yeah.
He just wants to let people know he sings.
Please. When they get their four yeses and then like, it's like any AGT like video, they always get that one song where it's like really inspirational.
Yes, of course.
It's probably like what song is that? And now rise. That one.
And I'll rise up.
Yeah. And like everything, you know what it is. You guys work in media, right?
Yes.
Like everything goes slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's euphoric.
I get that.
So kind. Like it makes me want to cry.
It's so kind.
So you put do you just like put those on weekly or like monthly to cry?
Just to let it out?
Yeah, like every 2 weeks.
Okay, that's so
But I like I like switch through them.
Okay, just like one each week.
Yeah, and then if I really like want to cry, like maybe I'll like go through snap memories or something.
That is so real. That is so real. Yeah.
But anyways, when was the last time you cried?
Oh, I cried earlier today. Aww. It was like a quick cry. It was just like... And I cried for like a minute and then I was like, all right, I'm over it.
But why? What triggered the cry? That's what I want to know.
Bitch life.
Stress, the general stress.
Yeah, the general stresses of life.
That's so real.
Yeah.
I just was feeling very overwhelmed.
It gets overwhelming.
Aww. Life is so hard and I am so just hard. A girl.
Chloe X Halle Tease. No? Okay. It's a song in their album. Anyways. Move on.
What song?
Overwhelmed.
Real. Okay. Yeah. Tracking.
I do like that though, that you told us your triggering songs or like your moments.
Oh my God. It's gonna be like Christmas and you guys are just gonna give me a fucking remember me
thing. I have two songs that I like to play when I wanna fucking sob.
Okay.
The first one.
So it's kind of like when you like want to have sex, but instead it's the other.
Like the sex playlist?
Like the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Yeah. Yeah, everybody has that.
Yeah.
Right? Sex playlist?
Both, like a sex
playlist. My sex playlist is vintage at this point. That shit's old.
Yeah, mine too.
I haven't had sex in way too long. Oh. That stuff, that.
Okay. Yeah. She's outdated.
She's got like future nostalgia Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Like,
you have Dua Lipa?
No, I don't. 2017. I don't. I was just saying it came out a long time ago.
Okay. It's got Katy Perry.
Do not start my rumors about my sex playlist. What's the most embarrassing song on y'all's sex playlist?
Okay, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will.
But
tell me your crying triggers first. I really want to know.
Okay, so I like to listen to Exile by Taylor Swift. And I know you're a Taylor Swift hater.
I'm not a hater. Yeah. Not a hater.
You're so
also,
right,
if Exile. I had to pick a moment to trigger me, and this is recently because Gemma basically held a gun to my head to watch The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh.
But there is a scene in that show, like a very... It's the one where she falls...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it.
Whatever. Okay, there's one specific scene that just like breaks my heart. And I just like, it's just sad as fuck.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Give me like the Cliff's Note version of it.
It's basically just like imagine your first ever love as like a little teen, and it's the first heartbreak you've ever experienced on top of like someone you love dying.
Yeah,
so it's just
within
within
3 months.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, so it's just like all that
within
pain and sadness,
months?
Like a couple months.
Yeah, it's more like two, like one or
literally
two months.
1 month.
It's just really fucking sad, and like it brought me back to when I was a teenager and like experiencing my first heartache, and I was like, yeah, bitch, that shit sucks.
Yeah,
because like you have no other relationship or heartache to like lean on. So you have nothing to base the sadness on. You just think you're gonna be miserable and sad forever.
Forever.
Anyways. That scene right there, I watched it like 5 times just to like cry.
Okay.
But I like to listen to Exile by Taylor Swift and Fine Line by Harry Styles.
Fine Line's a good one.
Yeah.
I just like this on
Exile. I love that song.
Because you were thinking of Harry.
Yeah.
Okay, Gemma, yours. What are your triggers?
Well,
dang. It's like I said that so casually. Gemma, what are your triggers?
Well, I cried yesterday. I was on my way to a shoot and I honestly have a, like, so I work in media obviously and have a lot of photo video shoots and stuff. And I cry right before them very often. Right before the shoot, I'll be like in my car and then I'll be like, hey girl, oh my God. And I'll be like, you slay. Oh my God. Like taking so pictures good. And I'll be like, slay. But like literally had a meltdown 2 minutes ago, like all the time. So yesterday I was crying on my way. It was literally just cause I abandoned my mood stabilizers for like a week and then I, so then it just kind of came to a head. And then today I took them cause I was like, I don't want to cry anymore.
Yeah.
But I was crying a lot yesterday.
It's so funny because I'm just envisioning you with like your camera and then behind the viewfinder.
That has happened. That has definitely happened.
You're like this. You're
that
like,
has
smile.
Most definitely happened.
And it's tears.
That Gemma just plays it off as like I sweat, just like, oh, the viewfinder was like too close.
Or I'm
to
like,
my
oh my
eye.
God, you're literally serving so much. You're so beautiful. Yeah. I'm crying.
And but the way like, they would believe that too.
No, I've definitely done that before.
The way they would believe it.
I can honestly say I've done that before.
An artist would totally be like, my art just like means so much that it's like
narcissist motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's like bringing this emotion out of everyone in the room.
Not all of them.
Gemma, meanwhile, is like, bitch, this shit sucks.
But yeah,
just kidding.
So yesterday, I don't know what other triggers I have though. I'm very hypersensitive, so I cry at like the most random things all the time. I don't really have like specific triggers at this moment.
Okay.
I just kind of
we'll find them.
We'll find them.
We will find your triggers.
It's fine. While I don't have like a song trigger, I do want to know y'all's weirdest sex playlist song because I do have that.
I would say for me, like there's a couple like ones that are like super triggering, which is like, I don't even know the actual. Oh, Cigarettes After Sex.
Yeah.
But that's like a common staple
that's
on
like,
anybody's
yeah.
playlist.
I need to look.
But then my really weird one, I would say, would probably be Normal Girl.
Oh, you be having You will be having some sad ass
sex. Cancer. You're such a cancer.
And it's just like,
it's cancer.
But to me, it's like, you know, like, I think maybe I'm just trying to like add some subliminal message. Like, I just want you to know that I'm a normal girl.
Oh my God. I'm looking so far back. Like I said, I'm looking so far back in my Spotify playlist right now because it's been a while. Okay, so I'm looking back at my playlist from 7 years ago because that was the last time I explored that.
Sex?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Girl.
7 years ago?
We gotta get you out there.
Wait, actually?
Oh my God, that's biblical. Bitch, that's biblical.
Yeah, reborn. Like,
7 years, like, into the fucking...
That doesn't even count anymore.
I was, like, 16... How old am I? 17.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, I'm so kidding.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. I almost had a mental breakdown.
But I don't even remember the last time I was, though.
Not that I sex remember. Is the most important thing.
I'm a Scorpio, personally. I do have Pussy is God by King Princess on there. That's not weird. It's a sleigh.
It's not too bad. That's kind of a sleigh, yeah.
Yeah. Because like your pussy is God, and I love it.
Okay.
So it's
is that exclusively for the girls?
No, because my pussy is God.
Oh, period, period. You're right. Next playlist.
Oh, I have a sad song, actually. Who Hurt You by Daniel Caesar.
Oh, God.
Wow. Like, that's some, like, connection shit. Like, you really want to connect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now that you know all of our sexual activity.
or lack of.
Or lack thereof.
Hey, that's okay.
Please pray for me.
Okay? Like, you're allowed to have.
Please manifest for me. Celibacy?
It's not because we want it.
It's not by choice.
I mean, I guess for a gay guy, it's like so much easier to get dick. Yeah. Because like, all I got to say is like, fat bussy on prep. I mean, I'm not gonna say pussy, but you know what I mean. And I feel like with girls,
you should
say pussy immediately. No, but I feel like for girls, there's like this thing where like it's not like you have an app like that. Like you really have to like have some sort of like connection at least.
Yeah.
Like you got to know their names before you even fuck them.
Sometimes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a one-night stand?
Yes, I was just going to say.
Yeah. I never have.
I had one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so Latina of you.
Yeah. Guided parents.
It really is. No, I'm being real. That's real.
I had one.
Well, we should get you one. Sorry, I'm still stuck on that.
We should get you one.
Like, no. We'll set it up for you. Like, what's your type?
We'll coordinate it.
Yeah, man. There are so many... girls or guys who probably would
they would die for that they would
thanks guys.
I had one over the summer with a French man.
Ooh.
And I only remember his name because I wrote it down.
Was it French?
It was Lucas.
Oh, it
that's wasn't like, sorry Lucas,
it wasn't like Pierre.
Lucas.
No, it was Lucas.
Okay.
He was fun.
I love that. I will say, being in LA, I've had a lot of like one night stands. Obviously, a lot of them were probably just me like trying to rebound.
Real.
But also like, I've. It's one of those things, and I think it's like a 20s thing where you like experience like boyfriend experience with one night stands, and I fucking love it.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Were they like? Maybe it's different with girls.
I'm so intrigued. I like want to know what.
Like they'll come over, and then we're like listening. We're like,
it's the boyfriend experience for just for one night.
Yeah, for one night.
Yeah, and it's like, I've had that.
And like, I'm a crazy bitch. I will fall in love with you.
Me too.
Like right then and there.
I'll fall in love with anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah.
And like, listen, I remember there was this one guy who was like, it was kind of cringy. Like looking back, it's kind of cringy, but he would like, he was putting on these beats for like fun. And he was like, let's rap. Like, let's. I know that sounds so but listen.
No.
At the time. Good? No. We were just joking around, but we were both like making like rap jokes to each other.
Oh, that's cute though.
And we were like doing like, whatever, right?
Aww.
And like using some fucking like type beat YouTube fucking beats, right?
So real. We SoundCloud like, ass like, rappers.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like holding my hand and like drawing on my hand while we were
doing okay. And
I was like, this is something you don't do with someone yeah. you just met.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I have had that. I have so had that. And then he fucking ghosted me and I'm so pissed and you're so canceled.
We're going to find you.
And we're literally, he's my neighbor. I can't say that.
Oh my God. We should get him on the pod.
Then he'll know exactly who he is. No, we should. He would love it.
Interrogate him.
Yeah.
We fuck him on camera.
You sorry. Fuck him?
No, I'm so sick of that.
You so fuck sick. Yeah.
Okay.
But that was like so giving boyfriend experience because he was my neighbor. I'd like walk over there and it was so cute. We only hung out a few times, but it was like magical somehow. It was like I went over one night and then the next day, like in the afternoon, went over for like an hour and like didn't even have sex for a while. Oh, like wow. Just like only hung out a couple times and it was so cute and so fun. And then he goes to me.
Damn.
That's fucking rude. And I'll clown him for it. I will. Happens. Like, that I'm happens. Still, like, next time I talk to him, I'll be like, you fucking ghost to me, you fucking wait, bitch.
Is and I'm only saying this because you can cut it out, but is this the one that you drove by listening to 5 Seconds of Summer?
Yes.
Not 5 Seconds yeah. of Summer.
I did do a jump scare outside his window, yeah.
Wow.
I was screaming in my car outside his window at a stoplight.
What song was it?
Probably Good Girls by 5 Seconds of Summer. Just kind of screaming bloody murder with my windows down outside his window of his apartment. And he did come to his window.
Did he message you back after that?
No.
Okay.
That was post-ghosting. We have since spoken, though.
Okay, cool.
We've spoken. He was like, come to my show. And I was like, put me on the guest list. And he was like, I can't. And I was like, neither can I.
Yeah, facts. Literal facts.
So that is the most exposing. He's going to know, but that's fine.
That's okay.
No, it's literally fine.
That's what we're here for.
It's
that's
so
what we're
fine.
Here to do.
We're literally, I will clown on him all day and all night. It's I love totally that. Fine.
Well, I anyway. Love that everyone has gotten to know you guys and how fucked in the head we are. But we are speakers. Still a pop culture podcast.
Are we?
Are we? Listen, we just needed to have that little moment so break that you ice. Guys can just, yeah, break the ice with the girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girls?
The them.
The
girls. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you guys,
to
I want to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm the worst. But when I tell you, like.
I love Gwarl.
Gwarl?
I love a Gwarl. Okay. I'll take a Gwarl. Period. Will you take a Gwarl?
I'll take anything.
Yeah. Okay, personally, okay, gender. I don't know. Could not tell you. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And sometimes people call me she and I'm like, you're so right, she. But then most okay. of the time.
She.
But then she. But then most I'm of the time people call me she and I'm like, mm. So I don't really know. I usually stick with a they because it's like the yeah. most comfortable. But I just like don't really identify super heavily. I'm just confused. So I just okay. kind of stick with a they, but I don't mind words like that of like girls and like the goodies
done.
And like shit like that.
I need to know
does
this
not
for
feel
my
gendered to me. You literally can use any of those words. It's just if you're referring to me specifically, alternating between like a heavy on the they, sometimes a she. If you're referring to like Gemma as an individual, mm-hmm. but if you like say hey girly pop, like you can.
Yeah, I feel like it. I do that. Like and I. You can cut this out. This is me just having yeah. a conversation. But I feel like I, when I talk to other people about you, I say they, but mm-hmm. when I talk to you, I say she, or I switch between
I
she,
see,
they.
Yeah.
yeah. Uh-huh.
Does it bother mm-hmm. you?
I feel like I do that with you too.
Does yeah. it bother you though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Well, if it ever bothers you, tell me.
Oh, I
aww.
You too. Yeah. We don't know gender.
I know mine. Me like me right here just be like, you know what, I will say that's like a very hard topic even as a gay man, like I wouldn't even speak on it because like I know nothing about like gender dysphoria
yeah.
at all. Like I don't know why someone, oh my God, me trying not to get canceled. But like I can't speak on it. I have this like thing that I would always say. I was like, if I ever like become super fucking famous or something, I would not be a good advocate for the LGBT community because I just don't get it.
Why?
And like I don't
you
think
can learn.
I can learn.
Google
but
is
I'm just
free.
Like not. I'm not as educated.
It is a lot of
yeah.
Like I know I have a dick and I enjoy my dick.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy for you too.
I have done extensive amounts of research though. Like, this is a conversation I've had a lot with my parents too, where they're like, we don't get it. We don't know what this gender stuff is. And not I'm like, girl,
guys, no, no, no. I have to tell you something really quickly.
Girl.
Wait, I'm not out to my parents or my family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Redact. I mean, are they really going to listen to the podcast?
No. But I'm letting.
Imagine we blow up. They're like, no, literally. Becca?
But it'll be worth it because we'll get your check.
What is this, mija?
Oh,
no.
Oh,
did she say that?
Beca, ¿qué es esto?
Wait.
So real.
So, do we cut it?
You can leave it, but just letting you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to out you.
Yeah, we don't want to out you.
Imagine that's the podcast.
Don't out me.
That's the podcast promo. It's Becca just like.
Don't out me. Me to 20,000 people. Don't
gender queer
don't.
Becca.
Please don't. Oh my God. You know, oh the, God. You know at the beginning of the episodes where there's name tags? It'll just say Becca, non-binary.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Wait.
I'm fully joking.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you mentioned parents and I had to be like really quickly because I've never had that conversation.
Well,
let us
know what. Oh, shit. But, yeah. No, I had, when I've tried to talk to my parents about it, they just don't get it. Like, they just don't. They ignore it. They don't understand it. They're very, like, liberal, but they just, they don't get it. They're like, okay, you're gay, period.
That's real.
But, when I was talking to my dad about it, he was like, well, I just don't understand. Like, I'm from a different generation, you know? And I'm like, respectfully, I wasn't born knowing all of the terms, knowing all of the different, like, things to be the most respectful to people. I wasn't born knowing that just because I'm Gen Z, right? Like, I've done extensive amounts of research. Like, the amount of videos that I've watched on YouTube growing up as a kid of watching like people going through gender affirming surgeries and things like that. Like I've put in a lot of work to become educated on these things. You don't just wake up and are educated. So like anyone can be, you know, so you can be like, it's not even because I'm like genderqueer and unsure about my gender. It doesn't just automatically give me the knowledge about it. I learned a lot about gender and about the spectrum of gender and then realized that I was on that weird
that
spectrum.
Point.
Yeah. So like just because I'm born this way does not doesn't mean that I automatically know everything. So like anyone can be knowledgeable about it. And at this point, there is no excuse.
I love that.
You gotta just
thanks
do a little
educating
reading.
Me.
Yeah, anytime.
Like
just
look at that.
Google.
Not Google.
Google's free.
Let me ask ChatGPT real quick. How hey, do I address?
Oh, not my vape. Oh. I don't know how long that's been there.
No, whatever.
It's I don't fine. Vape.
Anyways, I love that for they, them.
They and them.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Hi, I'm they.
Yeah, I'm good with a.
Okay, cool.
She, her, they, them. You can use whatever you want. I.
See,
don't
that's
care.
That's the cunt part about non-binary people.
I don't care.
They're like, I don't care. And I'm just like, purr.
That's kind of me, yeah.
So like if I like slip up, like it's hard because I do have like trans friends and sometimes I slip up because I've known them before. Mm-hmm. Like they went through their transition. So even in the beginning, it was hard for me to like switch that part of my brain because I was like, no, I've known you as like a he, but like obviously like you're serving cunt to me in a she kind of way.
Making mistakes is fine though.
That's
and making,
true.
Like making mistakes is understandable. And as someone who is a part of that community in a less clear way, I mean, for me, I don't even know myself. So it's hard for
that's
me to
real.
Tell you. But for trans people, I can't speak for the entire trans community because I'm not entirely in that world, but it is okay to make mistakes, as long as you don't like make the biggest deal in the world about correcting yourself.
That's
is
true.
The thing.
Yeah.
Because if you say the wrong pronoun, then you're like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," and like call attention to it in that way. Like just be like, "Oh, actually, you know, just like correct yourself. Just you know, you can make a mistake, and that's okay. Don't like make that person feel put on the spot by like make a huge deal." Us just going into all of our gender discussion.
I just
play.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, even when me and Allie had this podcast, love you, girl. like, we would get into these like huge discussions, and I know like most times we're like just saying goofy little. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it's like important to have these conversations because like even for me, whatever, as a gay man, which is like probably like if you put gay people on a privilege pyramid. like gay men are at like the top because we're men.
Yeah.
Now that we're men, please tell me you know where that's from. SpongeBob movie.
Oh, okay.
You know where they got the kelp on their face? Yes. Okay, anyways. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's hard for me to like even spend the time to like educate myself. Like I know I should.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I'm just like stuck in my own world and I'm not fully like really understanding it. But it's like good to have these conversations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like I spent a lot of time, I always have, educating myself on the most random things. But a lot of that growing up was gender and sexuality. And that was just like a special interest of mine, just because I wanted to understand how other people are operating in the world. Because I know how I am. I know what my privilege and lack of privileges are. And I wanted to know what that was like for other people so that I can really like relate to people as much as possible and understand them. So that's like, I've done a lot of extensive research on just any kind of, you know, also like illnesses and like things like that. I just want to know what people are going through and like how to be supportive of anyone I meet. But
wow, I love that. Period.
Yeah.
Well, I love that for
them.
I love that for them. But I love that. I love that for we.
Oh my gosh.
Moving on to
the podcast.
The literal podcast.
Moving on to the shit that matters.
The shit that matters.
Nobody actually wants to listen to us talk about ourselves. Hey. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, they do. They really do.
Stop.
Stop. But moving on to the pop culture segment of our podcast.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys have enjoyed learning about them. all right. So Harry Styles is bald.
Oh my God. Don't trigger me like that.
But is it really that triggering? Because a buzz cut is kind of cut.
No, it's not. It's giving.
Okay. You guys are here. Okay. Let me just preface this. Gemma and Becca are huge Harry Styles fans.
Yes.
And like I am, like I do love a not that. Right? Like, you know, I used to be a Larry stan.
Still am.
Still am. Like, I still believe it.
Me
but
too.
I respect their wishes.
Real.
But it was real.
yeah, it was.
But moving on, like, you guys are, like, huge Harry stans. So I kind of want to know, like, you guys have known them for, or you've known Harry. Not known, but you know what I mean.
Oh, we've been known Harry.
Like, you've been known Harry for, like, years.
It's 15.
And you've known
it enough.
That's my bestie. Exactly. And you've known him with beautiful locks.
Yeah.
So what does it really make you feel? Like, is it really that
literally
bad?
Nothing. To me, nothing. Oh. Like, hair is hair and it's going to grow out. Like, I don't think it matters. I really don't. Like, I don't care. Also,
this sounds like a person who cares.
No, I really
this
don't.
This sounds like you've trained yourself to feel this way.
I just,
I saw you in that group chat the day it happened.
What did I say? Well, I was shocked because I'm just like, I've been a fan for 15 years. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have never seen your scalp.
intimate.
It wasn't like,
it's really scary.
It was a shock of like, it wasn't like a shock of, it was more of like a, like.
It just felt different.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if you guys saw, but like his mom posted something about it. And it was actually like kind of fucked up because she was like,
I thought it was going to be something sweet.
Well, it was sweet towards Harry, but it was like, I think it called other people out because his mom was like, Harry has always, you know, has built a platform for himself where other people should feel comfortable and safe and happy, regardless of who they are. She's like, and to see the backlash on a simple haircut is so disappointing and
sad.
She saw
the trending feed.
She did.
Yeah, she did. She saw y'all talking shit on Twitter.
Oh my God.
She saw Miss Ann Twist saw you.
She
was disappointed.
Not Ann.
She called your asses out.
I mean, okay, but to be so real, I don't know. I was shocked. I was sad. But if I were Harry and Taylor just released 1989 Taylor's version, She did release Is It Over Now on that album.
What's that?
Which is rumored to be about Harry. If I were him, I would also shave my head. And she that fucking
But why would he shave his head for that?
Because she kind of flamed him in that song.
Yeah, she like ate his ass.
She kind of ate his ass up. And then like
okay, give me
then,
a lyric.
Then oh. like
I need one lyric that yeah. like really flamed his ass.
Then like a week later, he shaved his head. It was like right after.
Are you thinking that it's to get his to get the press off of his back?
No, no. I think that if I were Harry and Taylor Swift mm-hmm. released a song about me talking shit about something I did 10 years ago, I would also shave my head. Because look at me, bitch. Look, I'm bald right now. You want to know what happened to me to make me shave my head like this?
Was it a man?
It was a man. That's what I'm saying.
That's so real. It's
like
I
knowing from personal experience, like okay. a good like breakup haircut or like a
okay. I understand.
A diss track. See, I personally have a diss track about myself that just came out like a month ago.
About you?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And
okay.
When allegedly. That song came out, I did consider going shorter on this bitch. But
okay,
we're short.
So
enough.
You're thinking that Harry was like.
Do you want to hear a lyric?
Sure.
Okay. Let's fast forward to 300 awkward blind dates later. If she's got blue eyes, I will surmise that you'll probably date her. And then ooh. We'll skip that line. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. You search in every model's bed for something greater.
Okay. I don't know about flamed.
Every model's guys. Bed, him only ever
only dating models.
Models
ever.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. And girly pops that look like her.
Yeah.
Like Camille. Oh.
And then she did have a lyric of like, you grew your hair out, something,
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm. And style is on that album.
You guys, listen, I'm not speaking of our next thing.
Yeah.
Listen, Harry, I love the bald look.
I love it too.
I love the buzz. Cunt. You know, it's giving very... You know,
football player,
late stage it's capitalism.
I think it's if he dyed know. It blonde.
I love a color on.
I
a buzz.
Love a bleach.
Oh I would rather
I love
have
a bleach buzz.
I would rather have a color on a buzz, or else it's just it's for me. It's giving like too straight.
Yeah,
it's giving too straight. It's giving like straight dude from Minnesota going into the army for me.
Like might call you a slur.
Like exactly. Like if it's yeah. just like dark, like a man with a buzz cut, it needs. There just needs to be a cuntification of it all, I especially see, with like the sense. Way that he's just been like casual in his everyday life. He's not on stage right now.
Yeah.
And so it's just like I see him in like a t-shirt and like with a buzz cut and he just looks like any other dude. If he did it a color
I do
or
see
just
a color.
Wore something cunty, then I would buy it. Okay. That's my thing. But with Taylor.
Like I'm enjoying the look.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see the receding hair.
True.
Okay, we'll pause there. Anyways.
But
it's okay. That's like, it's nice to see that. Like, he's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Taylor and that whole song, all the fans were saying that they thought it was about him and they were pulling all of these different lines and saying that it was about Harry and that was a whole thing all over TikTok and everything. Swiftie fans are the most insane detectives I've ever seen in the entire world. Honestly, I commend them for it. Because literally she will say, like, she'll be at a show.
Oh.
She'll say one thing or she'll post. Like, I remember when 1989 Taylor's Version came out, there was a video that had seagulls flying by and it was like eight of them. It was like eight
I'm
seagulls.
Sick.
And so everyone was talking about, they're like, it's eight seagulls. So that means eight albums. And that means the album's coming out on the 8th of this month. And it's like,
what's
so,
tonight?
It's
that's
like,
crazy.
They're insane. And I love it. But Taylor plays into it too. Like she knows.
Her
she
marketing
does.
Team,
her,
yeah.
her marketing team
is
crazy.
So good.
Yeah.
So as like a Swiftie fan.
Yeah.
Cause you guys are Swifties.
Yeah. I like Taylor.
So you're not a Swiftie.
I feel like I'm not allowed to call myself a Swiftie because I couldn't sit there and...
Does it feel like a slur nowadays?
No. It
feels like an award.
I just feel like...
Oh, okay.
I just feel like Swifties can, on the spot, come up with these theories. Mm. Whereas I'm just like... I just like acknowledge them and listen to them. But like, I can't sit there and like decipher all the clues.
I mean, neither.
But I do love True. Them. And I do... Folklore, favorite album.
Oh, Folklore is so good.
I've never listened to it.
It's so good. I do.
My jaw just popped. I feel like I really liked her when I was a teenager.
I agree. Same here.
I was, I went to Speak Now tour. I went to like so many of those with my old best friend. And then I kind of stopped listening to her during Lover and Reputation. And then I came back for Folklore and Evermore. And at that point, she was also a lot older. And I feel like the music she was putting out for those, I understood. They just felt more like lyrically, I feel like she evolved so much with those two albums.
Yeah.
That it didn't feel like I was listening to something that teen me would like. Are you good?
Yeah. I don't think Teen Me would have resonated with Folklore and Evermore as much as Adult Me does.
But then
for sure.
When the re-recordings came, I will say I listened to them and I was like, I acknowledge why she's doing it, and like I will stream the Taylor's version when I want to listen to it, but I'm not going to go back to it because I'm the opposite where I'm like closer to 30 than I am to like 17.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I need to listen to those old songs because like they don't apply. Like I was listening to Enchanted when I was in like freshman year of high school. Like I don't feel those feelings anymore for anyone, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Anyways.
Listen, I love you guys.
I'm backing.
I love you guys so much. That but was that was a lot. That was a lot for
unnecessary.
Me. My brain was like, it was almost like I was in chemistry class again.
It was short circuiting.
Like do you remember that thing that those videos where it's like, it was like one viral video where someone was like, this is how other languages sound to other people.
Yes.
That's literally what it sounded like to me.
Us talking about Taylor sounded like that.
It's just like, listen, I understand the whole Taylor hype. Mm-hmm. I think she's great. Of course.
You hate her.
I don't hate her.
You hate Taylor. Josh canceled.
I don't hate Taylor
Cancel
Swift.
Cancel Josh.
Please, Swifties, please.
Attack.
Please, don't attack me.
Attack.
Listen, I don't hate Taylor Swift. I just hate...
Taylor Swift?
Tell us what you hate.
It's more so when people compare Taylor to legends. Taylor's becoming a legend. But when people like, you know, compare her to like Beyonce, I'm like...
Yeah.
I just don't want to compare women in general. No, I'm so real.
That's so good.
I'm so
That's
real.
So great of you.
Because when they were doing their tour at the same time, everyone was comparing them. And I'm like,
And then Beyonce showed up to her movie premiere and was like, shut up,
and
bitch.
They were still surprised. Yeah.
I think I did kind of fall into that realm where I was like so ride or die for Beyonce.
Yeah.
I was just like, listen, I don't want to hear this Taylor is better or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think any... They just have entirely different audiences and niches
and
music.
They're so different. I feel like you can't compare.
Yeah. But they've both been... They've been around, both of them, for a long time.
What can you compare? You can compare their celebrity status, but not their work.
Yeah.
True, true. But I will say, I do not hate Taylor Swift.
Yes, he does.
I don't. Okay?
The rumors
I love White Horse.
White horse?
Yeah.
The Fearless.
You love White Horse.
That sounds iconic. Horse. Teardrops on my guitar.
Yeah.
Listen.
You are the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so
crying, triggering song, Out of the Woods, 1989. I do sob to that song. Because, bitch, I want to be out of the fucking woods. Life is hard.
Bitch, you out of
you in Washington. I want to be out of the woods.
I've been in the woods.
You're like, but life. It's like, it's giving Blair Witch Project.
But you're so
like,
right.
Get me the fuck out of
you're
here.
You're so right.
Well, speaking of other artists, we have a lot of artists on our list. But
of course.
I just want to briefly talk about our boy, Nate Jacobs.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Someone please explain.
Listen, okay, so I recently saw the Priscilla movie. Who do you think did Elvis better?
I have not
better?
Seen Priscilla. Priscilla.
Okay, but... I feel like it would really irk Austin Butler to know that everyone loves.
I want to say.
Jacob Elordi.
I want to say Jacob Elordi did it better just to piss off Austin Butler.
Facts.
But I low-key feel like Austin Butler.
The way he did it, like, you got divorced. I can't do it. But it's so smooth. It just felt right. And like, he didn't have to cosplay for like 5 years. You know?
When there was.
Listen. Oh, sorry. Please continue.
Oh, no. I was going to say there was like. This tweet that said Austin Butler like didn't see his family for 3 years, and then Jacob Elordi was like, I learned who Elvis was from Lilo and Stitch.
No, literally.
Sick in the head. I'm sure Austin Butler is sitting in his fucking Hollywood Hills mansion.
He's right behind us.
He's right behind us.
Elvis was Spielberg, right?
No, it was Baz Luhrmann.
Oh, it was Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah,
it's fucking, it's okay, beautiful. I would also give up my family for Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, it was.
To be fair.
It was a beautiful movie.
I would. If I was cast as a lead in a Baz Luhrmann movie,
oh my God,
I would cancel my life. But also, I would do the same for Sofia Coppola. So
true.
Yeah.
I think they're were
both
just
iconic.
She's calling.
Just kidding. She's they were just focused on different. I don't know. That's true. I think they're both.
I just think it's funny.
But Jacob versus. Like,
I think Jacob did a wonderful job. Also, he's just hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both hot. Don't get me wrong.
But Jacob's tall as fuck.
Oh my God. Gigantic.
Yeah.
But there is that one video. I did see a video of Austin Butler doing some kind of cover shoot. I don't remember what it was.
Oh my God.
For.
The one with the shower. And it's just.
Wait, show me right now.
It's crazy. I think I sent it to you.
Show me this Jacob Elordi thing. Is it Jacob Elordi?
No, it's Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Okay. What am I looking at?
I'm so there.
Ooh. You need the audio, the lack of audio.
Oh my God.
And there's like a lot. Like
his
there's
hand looks huge. What the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Listen.
I have a comment to make about this clip.
He's so hot.
Sorry, why did I just lick my lips like that?
No, literally, I know. I'm like confused. Can't even help it.
Okay, what's your comment about this clip?
Oh, awesome.
This clip, I can't take it seriously because there's no music. All you guys are water pouring.
They couldn't even get a song. Well,
it gives the same energy. You know that audio of the people on a basketball court where you just hear the shoes like,
that's
what that's giving.
But it's so hot.
I mean, I feel like
I'm not even listening. I'm just watching. That's I'm true. Thinking thoughts in my head instead of listening.
Devious.
And those
thoughts.
Are very devious thoughts.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, listen, you could quickly just go on TikTok and just find Austin Butler edit, and then you'll go, kissing they hope they got us.
So real.
And then you'll get it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
The,
okay. Hey,
but yay. Austin Butler in the shower.
Austin Butler cosplaying as Elvis for 5 years and not speaking to his family, it's a no for me.
Yeah.
Austin Butler in that shower on TikTok. It's a yes for me. It's totally giving.
Yeah. But Jacob Elordi.
That's also a yes for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
also a yes for me. I think he's so talented and so fine and so tall.
He is. He really is.
Yeah.
He triggered me in Euphoria.
No, me too.
He was amazing. I'm so excited for the next season.
I don't think it's going to happen, babe.
It's going to happen. We're going to be 26.
We're literally going to be fucking 30. They keep pushing it. Fine.
I'm okay with it.
I was like 21 when it first came out.
Me saying we as if I act.
Yeah. Just like,
no, but they.
Were you stomping up there?
But.
In front of fucking CBS?
See, okay, but the thing is.
Paramount.
Yeah, real. The thing is that all of the Euphoria actors have moved the fuck on and doing a ton of different things, including Jacob Elordi. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now. What, like, other than Elvis or
Elvis?
What is Saltburn?
I don't know what this. I'm going to read you something, and this is all I know about Saltburn, and it's probably all I need to know that made me want to watch it.
Synopsis:
first look at the bathtub scene in Saltburn, where Barry Keoghan's character licks up Jacob Elordi's cum from around the drain.
Is what?
So it's gay.
But is it gay? Because I keep watching the trailer.
Is it gay?
And I literally was like, okay.
That sounds kind of gay.
No, but it could be gay, but it could also just be like.
How is licking a man's cum off the back not gay?
Listen.
I'm sorry.
We did it as let friends. Me just see.
I know this sounds silly, goofy, whatever, but I recently read a book. It's called Still Straight. Okay. And it's a book about how. Okay, I know I'm veering off up here.
Are you? I feel like this is biased reading.
I might be fucked up for saying this or why I even read this book. But I was just trying to figure out why a lot of straight men are fuck me. I really am. I was really trying to get down to the root cause of why straight men, like, have relations with me and then say, oh, I'm straight.
That's a whole pandemic of itself.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah,
and I read that book and I was just like, oh, okay, like, whatever. It says whatever, straight culture, they still, like, believe in that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're not going to get down that rabbit hole. Yeah. But with this movie in specific, I'm like,
that's all I know about
queer baiting.
That's all I know about.
Is it queer baiting?
Well,
that just sounds gay.
I mean, maybe we just have to watch the movie and come back and just see.
I knew nothing about the movie besides that Jacob Elordi was in it. And then when I read that, I was like, I will be seated.
Okay. She kinky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know.
You want to watch Barry Keoghan lick cum. Jacob Elordi. You know what? I will say, I know we were speaking about Jacob Elordi, but that first episode on Euphoria where Jules is getting railed.
Oh,
good.
It kind of did it for me.
No, I know. So scared.
Oh, you guys are like, he's sick to his.
Yeah.
He's sick to his. Okay, I'm listen. The dad is just, maybe I'm just reminiscing in my past.
Oh, like the dad, it's the trauma.
It's the trauma. It really is the trauma.
Oh my God.
Thanks. Yeah. Not us going through it there.
Will hold space for
all of the sex scenes in Euphoria freak me out.
Yeah.
Same. Oh, 100%.
Because if they set the show in college, totally fine.
Yeah.
They totally could have,
oh,
too.
Oh, I keep if forgetting it was like, that was a high school.
Yeah, because that's the only, like, and the way that they're all shot is just, like, so porny. And yeah. It's like, girl, yeah, they're true. Teenagers.
Yeah.
So I, guess, like, I can never, like, anytime I'd watch them, I'd just be like, oh.
Kind of like Priscilla.
Cute. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, 2 years ago, that was not that long ago, you know, I watched, you know, Eric Dane looking like that, like it did something.
I get it with Eric Dane.
So that scene in Euphoria when Jules tells Nate,
your dad's gay.
But uses the F slur.
Yeah.
So
can I say it? I can say it. I won't say it. It's okay. We'll see if it.
Okay. Well, we'll save it. Where she goes,
shaking to say it. Okay.
Okay. Jules looks at Nate and goes, your daddy's a, I think you look like whatever, like your daddy or whatever.
Yeah.
So there is a scene in the Hunger Games where
she says that
she was giving the same energy. Oh. So she was like, I think you look just like your dad. Or in the Hunger Games. And for a second, I was seated in that theater there. And I got taken back to that scene in Euphoria where Jules was telling that to Nate. And I was like, she's about to say it. And then I was like, wait, I'm watching the Hunger Games. Yeah, never mind. This like, she's not going to say it. But she said it in the same tone.
This is the scene on HBO.
I know she wanted to say it in her head in the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
When you watch it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm excited to watch it. I will be sad. I will go see it soon. Yeah, and Priscilla. I need to catch up. But, okay. With Priscilla and The Hunger Games and more movies upcoming, how do we feel about either retellings of stories or continuations of stories? I've seen a lot of debate online about, like, can we just come up with new stories instead of remaking things or adding on? I do get it with The Hunger Games because it was a book series. Yeah. There are more stories to tell that were already written and a part of the series.
Also, this is a new concept.
Yeah, it's a new concept.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, but then there's things like
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, the musical.
But it is the musical.
I know. Are we seated for that?
Yeah.
I'm seated for Renee.
I'm seated for Renee.
But Brandy. I just don't think that you should touch a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is it's never going to hit the same.
We saw the other Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And they just look, I feel like all movies these days, when you watch them, I think it's just the way that they're shot. They just look like a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, like that quality.
No,
You know exactly, what I'm talking, about.
Yeah.
It doesn't give.
But there are some really great Netflix shows.
There are. For sure.
But a lot of these retellings, because they don't have like the full budgets.
Yeah.
Like they're giving very She's All That.
Real.
Yeah.
That's so real.
Yeah.
I just.
Sorry, Addison.
No, I love you.
She's not watching.
So much, Queen. Your EP fucking.
Oh, yeah. That's. Stick to that.
Fuck, I love her. But
it's probably going to be on my top stream this year.
No, me too. It's going to be on my Spotify.
Ooh, to die for?
The Spotify Wrapped.
Yes. I want to see new stories. I want to see new scripts. Yeah. I want to see fresh, like, ideas. I don't want to be watching the same shit over and over again.
But like you were saying, some of the new movies, and I'm concerned about Mean Girls being similar to He's All That. Addison Rae Slade. We love her so much. We love the music of it all.
I didn't watch the remake, but I do like Addison.
We love the music. I fucking stan her. She's going to be all over my Spotify Wrapped. I already know it. That entire EP. Album? Oh, it's so fucking my good. Gosh.
Once She's again, so I listened good. To that because Gemma basically held me at gunpoint.
She's a fucking star.
She's a pop icon. And she just dropped that and then fucking left. And she said, I'm good. Yeah,
she really
did. I love her for that. I know that that's going to be, the entire EP is going to be my Spotify Wrapped. Mm-hmm. Are you guys scared about your Spotify Wrapped?
I'm just annoyed.
No.
Okay.
I just like, I want to be different so bad, but it's just gonna it's gonna be Taylor, Bad Bunny, and Harry.
Yeah,
real.
Mine, I know that's those are gonna be the top three.
Yeah,
I don't know who mine are this year just because I've gone through a lot of themes,
right? Me too.
And it sounds crazy, like I usually am not the type to make new playlists, mm-hmm. but yeah, I just feel like I've gone through a lot this year, so I've made odd playlists.
Me too.
So I'm not usually a playlist maker. Like I'm not the type, like I am for people, whatever, like just for fun shiggles, but shiggles. I'm not usually like, yeah, it's like the whitest thing I've said. Shits and giggles.
No.
It's all shits and giggles till someone giggles and shits.
Shiggles.
Yeah, that's my Tinder.
Shiggle kind of sounds like a slur. Wait, is it
actually? That's Tinder so bio. Oh yeah. God.
But yeah, I'm just not the type to make playlists, and like I've made two DeLulu playlists.
Okay.
All right. And they're about this guy that I really like for some reason. Oh. You already know who it is.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, it's sick in the stomach.
What's on there?
Oh, what's on there? Okay, wait, here. Let me just tell you this. So two of them, the two playlists, one's called Bambino because it means small in Italian.
Small.
Because he's a little twink. Right, so those songs
are
like,
we know what you are.
Yeah, I know what you are. A twink. And those songs are just like old R&B hits that like really make me think about him for some reason. And then the second one is oh my god, it's so gay.
Yeah.
The second one is a pure DeLulu playlist, okay. where it's like, it's called Bill X2, and like I'll explain it to you, but I'm gonna bleep this out just in case he hears this. But it's because. And so my middle name is Bill. So I put Bill X2. This is so sick in the head. I have songs like Thinking About You, like Ariana Grande.
Of course.
Oh, so good. What else is in there? Agora Hills.
Of course.
Can't Wait by Doja.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. What else is on there? I've been listening to this. Anyways, a lot of delusional songs.
Yeah.
That really
it's
just
not
get
delusional,
me.
It's you manifesting.
I'm marrying this man.
I know
this
is crazy. It's not a lie, it's a manifestation.
Guys, I'm gonna be for real. I'm gonna marry this man.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna show him this one day.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be sick to his stomach.
He's gonna be afraid.
He's gonna be afraid.
Yeah.
But yeah, my Spotify Wrapped this year is gonna be a little crazy, I think, just because of the like weird songs. Like last year was Giving Cunt, it was like Haunted, like Laura Les.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
the
one.
Yeah.
It's the one where like, it's from Euphoria where Jules was on that fucking, no.
Yeah.
Is it Jules on the bike?
Yes. Yeah, Jules on the bike.
It was such a good song to just have on the back and just be like, I don't know, get shit together, even though it's a 2-minute song.
Yeah.
It was giving Pink Panther a teeth.
It's always the shortest songs that are like the best ones.
Yeah. So true. 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Fucking banger.
Pissing me off.
What's your Spotify gonna look like?
Oh god, mine is also a mess. Mine is such a mess.
I know.
I have been through a lot this year. Got a couple little breakups, a couple situationships. I feel like low-key, what I'm scared, what I'm most terrified about is that my Spotify Wrapped is going to have people that I have
someone
crushes.
You fucked.
Someone that I mean, actually that's true, but also someone.
I mean, I know you guys work with a lot of artists.
No, I work in music, so that's the thing. Okay. But
I don't fuck my clients.
I don't fuck my clients. I don't. But I do date musicians.
Sorry, Becca was just looking like this.
I don't date clients, but no. I have dated musicians because I work in music. But there are a couple people that I have dated that I'd still stream because their music is so damn good. And I'm really scared it's going to be on my Wrapped. And then I'm literally not going to want to post it. I'm so scared.
I did have one guy.
You post it, but then you block them from seeing your story.
I love them.
Exactly.
But I love them. They're like still like
give it a little Photoshop magic.
No, literally, I might have
like,
to.
Let me like move this bitch
I'm
up.
I'm really scared. What I'm more scared of is that I'm going to show up as one of their top listeners. So what I did was change my Spotify username just in case. So, yeah. But yeah, otherwise my Wrapped is going to be very much Taylor, 1989, Muna, the Japanese house, sad gang music.
I don't even know what that is.
Kind of sad and lesbians. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Sad lesbians.
Blue yeah. is the warmest color.
Real.
Sorry. That's the only no, lesbian so thing true. I know.
It's so true.
So you also hate lesbians.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I love my lesbians.
Josh hates lesbians.
I was just hanging out with one like a month ago.
Oh, you have one.
With them.
With them.
No, shit. No. They're a couple.
Oh.
They're from Canada, though, so I don't really see Canadian them as often.
Lesbians. But yeah, my Spotify Wrapped will be lesbian gay music, Taylor, and then people I've dated. And I'm so scared because
that's so messy.
I do know that one of them, I love you. I feel like he actually would watch this.
He would.
Aww. No, he would.
He would do it for support.
No, he would. Aww. He's always the first person to watch my stories.
Well, let's be real here for a second. Do you still have... Do you still have feelings for this person?
Oh yeah, I'm in love with him. I love him.
And that's the tea.
And honestly, if you are watching this, you fucking know that. It's fine.
And you call need me. To admit
Damn,
it too.
This is so real.
No, honestly, I do.
Can you show me him? I just want to see.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like, I want to know what the tea is.
He was.
Is he hot?
I love him.
Okay.
He is so cute.
So he is giving like import. Mm. Right? Like, where did he come from?
Oregon.
That's what it is.
Imported?
Yeah. Like, you know when people are like...
So a transplant?
A transplant. Yeah. You know how people in LA say like, imported. Oh, I'm a transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah, like but he's giving transplant.
It's fine.
He's cute.
He's so cute. It's fine if he knows this.
Guys, but speaking of white men...
Real?
Twinks.
Mm-hmm. This per se.
I mean, I don't think he's a twink. He's giving jock. Not your guy.
No, I know. Matt Rife.
God. Public enemy number one.
Public enemy yeah. number one.
Listen, okay, handsome Squidward, but like derogatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the good painting. Not the good painting. Not when he gets hit by the door the first time.
I don't know what's going on with that motherfucker. All I heard is that he opened a set with a joke about domestic violence.
So
yeah. Okay. So yeah. if you would like to preface it, yeah.
Okay. Free. So Matt Rife recently got a Netflix special. Don't know how.
He's popular.
He also has a movie coming out. I did go to the teaser premiere.
The opening joke in his comedy special is a domestic violence joke. That's just the part one. He saw all the backlash he was getting online.
Oh, and he did that stupid video.
No, what he did is he decided to go on Instagram and say, "Oh, this is I am so sorry for what I said. This is my full apology here." And he linked it to a website that sells helmets for special needs.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because of like the audacity.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
The audacity to do that. Like,
that is.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
And even just putting.
And left it up.
Wow.
Just still got more backlash deserved.
I mean.
And just left it.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And that's not even talking about his like actual Netflix special, because that shit was mid as fuck.
I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah, no. I'm not a comedy girly pop.
And here's the thing. So I've actually had this conversation with people, like that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But I've had this conversation with people because a lot of guys like Matt Rife and a lot of like Midwestern women. And I'm not going to, maybe, I mean, there's other women that really like him.
I actually haven't seen any men that like him. And that's what a lot of the backlash was coming from. Because people were saying, like, he has said that he basically has, like, shit on his current audience because it's all women. And that's why he started with the DV joke, because it was him trying to, like, connect with the bros.
Funny. Yeah,
like,
I see.
Funny.
Like, okay.
straight white man.
So gross.
Strikes again.
I've never trusted him. I don't know. When everyone was like hyping up about him, I was like, okay. And I've never trusted him, and I don't really vibe.
I have had this conversation with like guys before where they're like, yeah, Matt Rife is like really funny. Have you seen this video or whatever? Like, and I do think the jokes are funny. He does really great crowd work when he's in like smaller rooms.
Yeah.
But when he tries to command a stage, it's just a different energy. Like, like Wanda Sykes can do that. Like, I hate to say it, but Kevin Hart, like a lot of these like large comedians, they know how to command a large stage because they're saying jokes that are universal, but also like so hyper specific at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. Like Quinta Brunson said it once where she was on a talk show.
Love Quinta.
Mm-hmm. And she said like, to resonate with people, you have to be hyper specific.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So even like someone like Joe Coy, I don't really think he's as funny anymore, but he's like a Filipino comedian and he makes jokes that are like so hyper specific and like you get it. But with Matt Rife, like those tiny little bar like crowds, you can't do that on like a massive stage.
Yeah. So it doesn't work with a 20,000 crowd.
Like,
venue. Okay,
like you can like pick someone out from the crowd and say something funny, but it's not gonna give what it needs to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was not giving, and I didn't even know about that part. So
me neither.
That's a shit show and a shitty guy.
Yeah. I'm just not a big comedy girl. I just don't like to laugh.
Gemma hates fun.
Wow.
I hate fun.
Damn, girl.
I just think don't trust white cis men.
Period.
Straight white cis men, we don't trust you.
We don't.
And Matt Rife, you're public enemy number one, bitch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Also, while we're on the Matt Rife topic, I also wanted to pull this up. So
I'm really scared.
It's not that crazy, but I just wanted to know. So, like, thoughts on... So, he definitely got filler. Like, that's a thing.
Wait, I was just watching an analyzation yesterday of his face. Yes.
So, listen, go and get filler, like, once the bag hits.
Yeah.
You know, like, once the bag really hits, like, I'm getting it all done.
I love filler. Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to Turkey and get this nose job. I'm getting the most.
I'm getting a BBL.
Period, bitch. Getting a BBL,
lipo,
fucking
BBL,
yo,
everything. All of it.
Okay,
give me
bitch,
the work.
I'm going shopping, bitch.
Yeah,
give me the work.
going shopping.
I don't mind that he went from like, you know, he was giving twink.
Ooh. No, you need to see him in his wild and out days.
And then he did the filler, which you know what, it did wonders for him.
Yeah,
as well as his veneers, because there are veneers.
Yeah.
But I only wanted to bring this up because there is an epidemic of veneers.
Real. Oh God!
In LA,
mm-hmm.
I can see those fuckers from a mile away.
So true.
Piano white buckaroos.
Yes.
Okay.
They be looking like horses.
Yo, it's crazy.
They said,
and I'm just like, don't smile at me like that, bitch.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a threat.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And people with veneers smile at you, and it feels like a threat.
Like, why can't we just go back to braces?
Right.
You know,
where did braces go?
What happened to Invisalign?
I haven't seen anyone have a brace in so long.
Yeah,
where'd they go?
Listen, braces are kind of cunt. Like,
they are kind of cunt. The little colors.
Yeah,
like, I never had them. I was jealous. I wanted bands.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I wanted the colors.
Listen, I never had to get braces, and I always was like, wait, do I? I'd be to my dentist and be like, oh, look at this one.
I had braces.
I was
the same. It was cunty,
yeah.
I had the colorful little bands. I used to go in, get those shits tightened. I'd be like, oh, my mouth hurts. And people would be like, oh my God, why? I'd be like, I got my braces tightened.
I was the second.
Pull up the rainbow bands.
Yes.
I used to get clear.
Oh, ew.
One time I got green. I don't know why
sick.
I did that.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, I know.
Derogatory.
Real.
Parentheses, derogatory.
Yeah.
But yeah. Listen, this is my PSA. Stop getting veneers, people. Please.
Get braces.
Get braces, okay? Like, I'm not trying to look at you. Like, you smile at me, and it's like that scene from SpongeBob where the guy takes off his crown.
Yeah.
No?
Reach out to Bite. Maybe Bite.
I'm going
to
put it in.
Put it in.
Not Bite. Don't reach. Bitch, do not reach out to Bite.
They might have something for you, Invisalign. Bye.
No, me, I'm here being like, don't reach out to bite. If they like reached out to us, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Get your bite. Get now. Your bite. With code LLB.
True. While we're on the topic of influencers and like LA culture,
the queen. No. I can't do it. The queen of influencers.
The absolute queen.
The queen, Miss Trisha Paytas. Ugh, I'm so obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her rebrand from coming out as a chicken nugget and sitting on the 100%. She's come out as everything. Everything. And then sitting on the floor crying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been following and watching her forever. Mm-hmm. 15 years, you know, as soon as YouTube existed. Mm-hmm. And if she can get through what she got through and be a wholesome girly mommy era. Yeah. Hi,
with her pregnant with her second child.
Yes. I'm so happy for her. And yeah. I just am so inspired. Honestly, I'm like, if she can, first of all, not be embarrassed by all of that and move past all of that. And second of all, like rebrand into this amazing, graceful, beautiful, like,
yeah.
She seems so like calm and serene and like peaceful.
I watched her recent podcast episode with Miss Shadi Bey.
Yeah. Oh my God, Shadi Bey follows me on TikTok, which is so random. And I tried to reach out. I was just like, "Hey, Shadi Bey queen," and she didn't respond to me. So I was like, "Oh."
I watched Trisha's episode with Shadi Bey, and I could see how like good, not just an interviewer she is, but just like how good and comforting of a person she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Shadi Bey was a little shy, like she said on the episode, I'm shy. I don't really do this kind of stuff. And she would give kind of like one word answers at points. And I feel like, you know, someone who's not as like nurturing or just thoughtful and caring would know how to work around that. But like Trisha was so patient and so just like relaxed with her and it really made you see how kind of a heart she had, like she just seems like the sweetest she's woman amazing. Ever
yeah
she's and amazing. I know she's such I a good mommy that,
yeah.
I think that's where it comes from though the fact
when
the
she
fact
had her kid it all changed
and like I could even say that like even looking at my sister for example like when that girl was a mess before. I'm gonna say it. I've said it before. Literally on this podcast.
I'm also a mess. It's
that girl was a mess before motherhood. And like, I think there's something that like kind of clicks in your brain.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everyone, but a lot of mothers say it where they're like, like something just kind of happens where you're like, oh, like this is my number one priority.
Yeah.
And that's probably where like the mothering,
the nurturing. She's mothering.
Mother's mothering. Yeah.
That's probably where that nurturing energy came from. But I mean, speaking for Trisha, I know you said like you've been watching her for like 15
forever. Yeah.
Like I remember watching her back in the day, like I know I hate to say it, but like the Shane Dawson days were like
We all watched that.
We all did. 100%. We were all there.
And it's so, for me, it's so hopeful to see someone so broken.
Yeah.
Like she went through the gamut.
Through it all.
It's so crazy to me to see someone who's like even in my younger days, like I think that's why I like really stuck with her even through all the controversies. I know she fucked up a lot, like and she's admitted that. And I think her just being so real and so raw with the way she was feeling, like on the kitchen floor, like
in the moment, being
fucking manic as fuck.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's me, right? And to me now, as like in my like mid-20s, I'm like, oh, like the fact that she can find love and also be normal.
Yeah.
It's like so real and like, oh my God, like
it's like aspire. It's like hopeful.
Yeah. I love it so much. And I'm glad, I'm just so happy to see her doing well. Like 100%. She really deserves it. And I'm glad that she ended up doing the podcast like on her own or with her new co-host, because she was doing a podcast with Colleen.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about frenemies, because that still haunts me to this day.
No, that also haunts me. But she was doing her podcast with Colleen.
Yeah.
And then everything went to shit.
Let's talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Before we hop into Colleen, I do just want to give a proper shout out to frenemies. The reason this podcast even existed was because Allie and I were so obsessed with Friends. And when that castle fell, yeah, it hurt bad.
Yeah.
Not it was crazy.
Crumbling. Yeah, the castle's crumbling.
Is that a Taylor Swift reference?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Sick.
She has a reference.
Maybe I do
say,
hate Taylor
you
Swift.
You could say anything to me and it would be a Taylor reference. Yeah. You could say anything. She's thought of it all.
Okay.
Yeah, mastermind.
But yeah, when the castle crumbled, it was so sick to my stomach. Like, mm-hmm, you're a sick to my stomach fan.
Literally. Yeah.
It just hurt because I was like, I do, I'm not going to speak on them like I fucking know them, but I do think that they really had a great friendship and they really loved each other. But I think there's something deeper in that family, like with Ella and Moses.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a conspiracy theory. I'm a fan saying this. Like, I don't know them. Like, I didn't. I mean, Trisha was at El Pastillo and I did see her.
That's bestie now.
That was bestie now. I didn't say hi or nothing, but I saw her. But yeah, no. I loved frenemies. And, yeah. But we'll leave it there. Talking about her other podcast with Colleen.
Yeah.
Sick.
Let's talk about Miss Colleen. Yeah. Colleen.
Yeah. So she's back.
Is she?
Yeah.
Has she came back?
So.
How?
Like yesterday.
You want to know how she came back? She came back.
Please indulge me.
She came back with a vlog.
Not a vlog.
Well, it was like an Apollo video.
The thing is,
segue into
she had
vlog.
Yeah, she had like, girl, read the fucking room.
Yeah,
she had the audacity to start this vlog with a
vlogmas.
No, literally,
she should have waited until this.
She should have waited for vlogmas, girl.
Imagine on November 30th, she's like, apology video. December 1st, vlogmas. Yeah,
yeah. Like Mariah Carey style, like her breaking out of the ice.
No, literally. Defrosted.
Yeah.
No, but she started.
Well, she should have stayed frosted.
She should have stayed frosted.
We don't want her back.
It was an apology video at the beginning. Okay. She continued her apology.
Like, and then, 5 minutes.
For like 5 minutes. Then just went into a normal daily vlog.
Like a 25-minute daily vlog.
Yeah.
It was weird. And
so
it was like
when you're trying to apologize to your mom for doing something.
Yeah, and like pretend everything's normal.
Yeah.
It was I've been away and I'm sure you noticed. It's because I was learning and teaching myself how to be better. Anyways, I'm going to take you through the rest of my day and what I did.
That's some influencer shit.
Some people just don't need to come back.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. You can stay gone.
She's got money.
Like Michaela Nogueiro.
Yeah, oh, real.
I'm so done with her. Listen, I blocked her like 2 years ago and I keep hearing...
I keep
seeing shit about her and it's always a fucking controversy.
True.
And I'm like, and I've blocked her. I fully have blocked her on my accounts and all my clients' accounts. Okay. And I'm being for real. But I still get shit about her. Like, not another fucking brand deal, like,
it's
debacle.
Always the lash gate. It's always.
Lash gate.
I just saw one yesterday that was a concealer one.
Concealer gate.
Just like.
It's so ridiculous.
It was, this concealer doesn't cover my dark circles the way I want it to. And then the next one, this covers everything. You need to get this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, she needs to collect her bag.
She's getting
bags. Yeah, honestly,
bags.
Listen, I love a girl who gets her bag.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michaela, I respect you for that. And if it was me, I would do the same thing.
No, me too.
I just wish she would go back and delete the videos where she's talking shit about the product.
It's that simple. But I think, honestly, a piece, like, their PR is probably like...
It's kind of funny.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, honestly. You know?
Anyways, back to Colleen.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Same with the guy. Like, you know, what's his name? The guy who she sang the song about? Toxic gossip train. Listen, I was kind of cunt. Why would you say that? It was terrible. Sorry.
Real hot.
No, the impact it had on social media was cunt.
Me and Gemma over
here.
Hold on.
The actual song itself was not cunt.
the root of the song
is not cunt.
Is not cunt.
No.
At all.
But the way it stirred up the world, it shook the world. Okay, it gave Beyonce when she Sorry, I was about to say it gave Beyonce when she with dropped the self-titled album.
Stop it.
I'm kidding, with
my God. But
me and Gemma over here trying so hard to keep our jobs. Why? But also,
why?
Just like, because I'm not.
You didn't manage Colleen.
No, I.
Imagine if you did, because you guys did a terrible job. You would have done a terrible job.
I'm just like, the root of it was not, was anti-cut.
Anti-cut, yes. I totally agree. Anti-cut. Yeah. But yeah, even, I know the whole conversation is like, I get it. It's like, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired
I don't think she needed to come back. Like, no, yeah. People.
She could have paused for a little longer.
Or just and forever. Not everyone needs a redemption arc.
Yeah. And you know what?
Go away. Was it just me? Go offline. No, I'm so serious. And like James Log Charles off. And like Log those.
Oh, that's anyone, crazy.
Shane Dawson,
that's another...
James Charles.
You did it literally, at my birthday.
And you did it at my birthday dinner is the most iconic crazy. Thing in the world. But. Like
sucking
just
dick
go,
and cock?
Sucking Sorry. Dick and cock.
It's so good. It's so good.
My birthday dinner. It's so
I'm
good.
I'm sad that she's gone.
Me too. But some people, like, I feel like people forget that it's an option to just leave.
That's yeah. true.
Like,
that true.
You have enough money to sustain you the rest of your life. You will be just fine. Being offline is an option. And mm-hmm. I wish that people would pursue that more often because most people don't. People that
I
have
think
been
they
canceled
just don't know what to do. Like yeah. they don't know what to do.
Just leave. Like
they're like, how am I yeah. going to be at the top of the world? And all of a sudden, I'm working yeah. at the mall, yeah. doing whatever.
But like you yeah. did that yourself. Accept
no,
it.
No, true.
Leave,
yeah.
and it'll be easier for you because then yeah. you won't have to try to come back over and over and again, and it won't
facts,
work.
Facts.
Just yeah. leave. It's easier for everyone. It's what's right, in my opinion.
Yeah,
to not continue to create content, not continue to use your platform. You don't deserve that platform anymore.
Correct.
So leave, please.
So true.
That's what I think Colleen should do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have, like, not everyone needs a redemption arc, but I do still think that there's should be like proper accountability, like if yeah. you did something wrong, like
oh yeah,
like
yeah.
obviously own up to it, like
yeah, accountability every single time,
right?
But that doesn't mean like that you need to shift your public image back to something positive.
Yeah, it's hard when it's someone like her and she does an apology for like 5 minutes and then does a vlog.
Yeah,
that's what like, what rubbed me the wrong way.
Like,
it's
why
like,
are we doing a day in your life?
Yeah, yeah. Like, girl, read the fucking room. Like yeah. be fucking for real. You did not need to go into this with an apology and then go into a fucking vlog. It's just yeah. so tone deaf.
Yeah.
Like, so, like.
Yeah. Ugh. I think she should just leave.
Yeah. She can stay gone.
I hate
yeah.
Taylor Swift. And you guys hate Colleen Ballinger.
So you
hate Taylor.
So you actually hate No, no, no. Just needed a segue, guys. Needed a segue.
That's crazy.
In conclusion, you...
Not you guys canceling me. I don't hate Taylor Swift. I'm going to just say that for the 8th time today. Wait,
hold on. Josh hates Taylor Swift.
And lesbians.
Doesn't like trans people and also hates lesbians.
That's a claim. That's a fucking claim.
Whoa.
I love lesbians, okay?
You didn't start with trans people with trans.
So fuck them.
Okay, listen. I rebuke those claims. I rebuke them. Okay, I love lesbians. Blue is the warmest color. I've never seen it.
We need to get you more, like...
I know y'all love and U-Hauls.
I'm not a lesbian.
I know.
Neither are they.
Shit, sorry.
Did we not just spend this whole episode talking about fucking men?
Shit.
This is bi-erasure. Josh also hates
Just listen to Norman people. Fucking Rockwell and you'll understand why I am the way I am.
Real.
Because I'm just a man. It's just what I do. anyways, it's been really fun having you guys as my co-hosts. And I can't wait for everyone to get sick of us every single week.
Yes.
But yeah, that's pretty much all what we have for today.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed getting to know Gemma and Becca. But yes, if you are a current listener, thank you so much for getting to the end of the episode. Listen.
I don't know why.
I don't know why you would fucking stay. And if you're a new listener... Okay, bestie. Sashay away. yeah, thanks for listening. Do you guys have anything to say to your new minions? Sorry, I do not mean to call you minions. I did not get consent.
Yeah. And like an empowering. To our
beefers. To our laughers.
And our lovers.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, come on. This is your stage.
Wait, what are we doing?
Just, you know, how did it feel to be on this podcast?
Oh.
To have this podcast.
This was fun. I'm really excited to spend every Tuesday with both of you.
Saturday.
Don't already. Oh.
Yeah, you got to say it. You got to say
Saturday.
I'm so excited to spend every
Saturday.
Both of you. Gemma, I see you period. So much already. So prepare to be sick of me.
I love that.
Never. Never sick.
This was so fun.
This was so good. This is so fun. Yeah. We'll be seeing y'all every Friday.
Every Friday. Maybe not on the dot.
Yeah. Allegedly
But it
Friday.
Will be allegedly Friday. Yeah. I'm not trying to gaslight anybody.
Also, we are basically holding you at gunpoint to get an episode out every
Friday.
Every week.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't worry.
Yeah.
This is America, and so you can't be saying these things.
Yeah, true. And you as the listener, and or viewer, we are not holding you at gunpoint, but we strongly recommend to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube.
Please.
And to follow along on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please.
Leave a review.
Yes. Please leave a review.
But only nice ones.
Tell us you love us. And go over to Instagram as well as TikTok and follow us, please.
And if you have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a 5-star, but leave the bad review.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just we need the stars.
Yeah.
We need the stars. Go over to our other socials to see our hot and sexy faces some more.
Yeah.
And we love you.
So should we end it off with the song? Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3, 4. Toxic gossip.
I was like, I don't know
bro,
what
bro, we so good if someone just pulled out a fucking ukulele.
Wait, do you want me to pull it out of my ass?
Please.
Okay.
Okay, biggest. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Toxic gossip train.
That's all I know.
I'm on a run to misinformation. A toxic gossip train.
I was trying to harmonize.
Live, right. Laugh, beef, bitch.
Bye, guys. Yeah.